This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news and commentary for today, September 30th, 2022. The Leader reported that it's been just about 100 years since a law enforcement officer shot a suspect. And back then, it was a man who robbed a bank in Squim. We live in a relatively peaceful place out here, but last Friday there was gunfire in Brennan, and Jefferson County deputies shot and killed someone. At this time, we don't know who was shot or what deputy or deputies were involved. The Sheriff's Department requested that the State Patrol investigate the incident, and so far they have not made their findings public. Deputy Brett Anglin explained that state law says when such an investigation is underway, even the district sheriff's office has no access to investigative information. So stay tuned. Last Thursday, members of the Creative Alliance, a group of Port Townsend's most determined, forward-thinking organizations, signed 25-year leases with the Fort Worden Public Development Authority. These agreements essentially exchange free rent for ongoing maintenance and improvement of the 14 structures that will house the 8 tenants: Centrum, Copper Canyon Press, Covadi Press, Madrona Mind and Body, Northwind Art, Port Townsend School of Woodworking, Rain Shadow Recording, and KPTZ Radio. According to Teresa Verais of Northwind, the long leases give everyone a chance to plan and upgrade their facilities and make Fort Worden a major center for arts and culture. Everyone involved agrees that getting to this place has been a long and complex journey. Congratulations to all involved. Next Saturday, October 8th, from 10 to 3, the Chamber of Port Townsend at 2409 Jefferson Street is holding an EV expo that will showcase new technology in the field of battery-charged vehicles. There will be a variety of electric vehicles and lots of important and interesting information available. Partnering with the Chamber on this event is the City of Port Townsend, Local 2020, Jefferson PUD, and Jefferson Transit. This is an opportunity to touch, feel, and explore these new bikes, cars, and trucks. For additional information, visit jeffcountychamber.org or phone 360-385-7869. The Food Co-op reports on a local effort to upcycle plastic right here in town. The PT Potential has started operating out of a workshop near the airport. They are shredding plastic using a low-speed grinder with a vacuum attachment, and they plan to make things such as taco baskets, bathroom tiles, rulers, pegboard, and farm boxes. So instead of putting plastics in the trash, you can save and clean your number 1, 4, and 5 plastics and take them to the Marine Science Center at Fort Worden on the first Saturday of the month and the Food Co-op from 2 to 4 on the third Saturday of each month. The Stubblefield Institute encourages positive civic engagement and intelligent, authentic, constructive debate. Representative Derek Kilmer was recently recognized with an inaugural 2022 Stubblefield Civility Award for Civil Political Communications. The award is presented to elected leaders and members of the media for consistent displays of fairness and civility. Kilmer received the award in part for his leadership to make Congress more effective and efficient as chair of the Committee on the Modernization of Congress, which has passed over 170 bipartisan recommendations that aim to make Congress work better for the American people. Other award winners you might recognize are David Brooks and Mark Shields from the PBS NewsHour. Here we are on the last day of September, and the weather is going to be quite fine for the 2022 Kinetic Sculpture Race this weekend. Saturday, there will be parades and festivities that lead up to Sunday's 7.5-mile race up and down the hills and through the dismal bog. It's a great race where winning is not a priority. It's for the glory. And know that Water Street will be closed for the parade tomorrow morning, somewhere around 10 to 11 o'clock. You never know with Kinetic. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and on Saturday. I'm Ann Katzenbach. Thanks for listening. Have Have a great weekend.